Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. All of you who are up with us. Most of you, I'm assuming, listening on the Odyssey app, unless you have an actual old school radio sitting on your table, because there is nobody out on the roads this morning. I deflowered the snow today, Seth. I drove through the virgin snow and put the first tracks in her today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You broke the snow's...
It's cute. Yeah,
It was cute.
Yeah.
Fresh tracks on the snow.
Indeed.
Be careful now. It'll be easy to track you.
Yeah.
Anybody out to get you? The debt collectors and whatnot. The professional trackers they've brought in to try to track you down.
Yeah.
They can follow those right to the station.
I'm good. Everybody's paid up. I'm good to go. I got nothing to hide. Live a pretty mundane life, just sitting watching my football teams lose as big underdogs in postseason games.
Rough week for you. First, you watch the Texans go down. In a good football game, but then you have to watch your Notre Dame Fighting Irish go down. It turned back into a good football game for a little while there. I don't know.
I was
told. Do you believe?
I fell asleep. Well, I can't. I don't know whether it was belief or fatigue, but I fell asleep when it was 31-7. I'm like, okay.
I think it was a fight or flight response.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you turtled. You're like, shut it down. I'm just going to hope this is all over soon.
My body shut down. Yeah, so they lost. I guess they mounted a pretty good comeback, and then Ohio State hit a deep one to Jeremiah Smith, and they kicked a field goal to make it an 11-point game. And Ohio State, they are your national champions. Yeah.
Ryan Day, with his 70-10 career record at Ohio State, earns a brief reprieve from a conversation about whether he's on the hot seat or not.
It's really amazing. You and I were talking about this before the show, and you said 70-10. I'm like, hold up, 70-10? And I've thought this independent of the record, because you know Ohio State's in it every year. They're in the mix every year, and they're going to be in the playoff every year now that it's 12 teams for sure. I always think, you lost to Michigan. That really sucks. Who are you going to find that you know is going to have a better record than Ryan Day? Like, he's been really, really good at Ohio State. And also now
Let me fact check myself. Yes, with a 70-10 record, Day has the second best winning percentage among coaches with at least 80 FBS games.
Yeah.
Only Walter Camp had a better winning percentage.
Wow.
That was at Stanford and Yale in the late 1800s. Walter Camp, I believe Walter Camp's responsible for all of the markings on the football field. That was his idea.
Oh, really? Like that?
Which is kind of a weird thing when you think about it. I don't think there's no other sport that plays with that many markings on the field, the hash marks and everything.
Yeah.
And then when he did it, that's when somebody said, "It looks like a gridiron." Old Campy. What's Campy up to anyway?
So
he is in with the Federalists. I never trusted him, I tell you.
Yeah, man. It's been a tricky what, 72 hours for me between the Chiefs and the Texans and this Notre Dame game last night.
Careful. Don't get transfixed by the highlights of your team losing up there. I think that the one thing I realized and discovered yesterday was I forced myself to get a couple of good nights sleep over the last couple of days. And all of a sudden yesterday, I was actually in the appetite for a long CJ Stroud press conference.
It was long.
And D'Amico as well.
Yeah.
I feel like D'Amico's shortest answers were probably the most important.
The most telling. Yeah.
Which is good for radio. Yeah. But CJ, I thought, CJ, more than anything, multiple times, he kind of validated our opinion that, all right, no matter how mature CJ or any young football player is, you never really understand the pressure that a young quarterback is under until you go through a full season of being the guy. And, you know, his rookie year, obviously, there's a lot of pressure on him. But this year, with all the expectations, CJ acknowledged that, yeah, man, I really didn't know what it was all about. And now I feel like I have a better idea of what it's all about.
Do you think that translates into a different looking offseason for him, just in terms of how visible he is over the next couple of months? Radio Row, podcasts, all that stuff?
It might. Yeah. I think that it's the hardest thing in the world when somebody's kind of thrust into an extreme spotlight the way he was. I thought that he tried to manage it pretty well.
Yeah.
But things are going to seep in. And I don't want to paint a picture of him coming in as overly confident or anything. It's just that it's one of those things that you just don't know until you know. And the fact that teams have an entire offseason to figure out exactly how they're going to attack you, I think regardless of whether he goes on podcasts or not, I think that he and probably Bobby Slowick too, because Bobby probably thought he knew more than he did, even though he knew that he didn't know what he didn't know. You just never know.
So, yeah.
That it's got to be always back to basics.
Yeah.
It's that, man, you start at square one, and it's not a cliche. It's that you have to build everything back up from the very ground, and you can't have notions in your head of being the greatest show on turf or anything until you get the real basics right. And this is a team that it took them a long, long time to get some of the basics right this season.
Yeah, we'll get into this D'Amico audio here in just a second. And I guess just to put a bow on the CJ offseason thing, like to be fully transparent, I don't recall us being like overly critical of him doing all those things at the time. I thought it was pretty cool. Hey, our quarterback is a sought-after entity. Been a while since we've had that, you know?
Yeah, but having gone through it, I'm glad that he had this season, because it is, and it's a trite way to put it, but like, you don't know what you don't know. But even when you consciously know that you don't know what you don't know, you still have no appreciation for actually just what it's going to be like.
Yep.
You know, with anything in life, marriage, and like your job, anything, like you just flat out don't know or truly understand until you go through it.
Yep.
And now he's been through it.
And I think he'll be better for it. He's someone who I think is going to actually take the lessons and apply them going into year three. So let's get into D'Amico here. As you mentioned, the shortest cuts, maybe the most telling cuts. Let's start. This was D'Amico. This was before a question was even asked. He came into the press conference with a bit of a mini opening statement.
Be a lot of questions about, you know, staffing players and all those things. Just want to let you guys know that I'll take the week to make those decisions on staffing and all those things. So for everybody to get started, just want to let you guys know.
Okay, so at that point when he said that, there'd been no news about anything. Since then, Aaron Wilson had a report that Chris Strauser is not expected back next season, the offensive line coach. One of the details from that story, Seth, was that he actually pondered retirement before this season. So this, I'm sensing like a mutual parting of the ways kind of thing perhaps coming, right?
Right, yeah, or a polite way to put it, perhaps. Yeah. And talk about being all in. Yeah, I love the coaching. What a profession. What a profession to be in when you're not sure if you want to do it anymore. There's nothing quite like working 18-hour days when you're not quite sure whether you want to do it or not. And that's what it looked like. I'm not trying to bash on him individually or anything, but the entire operation looked like people that weren't quite sure what they wanted to do or what they were supposed to be doing.
Take all the offensive lines that were left in the playoffs this weekend and ask yourself which one played like one where you think the coach might have been pondering retirement before the year.
I'm with you. I mean, it's one of these things, and I've done a few of these videos on YouTube where you don't even have to have a technical eye for it. You can just see the difference between the good teams, the good offensive lines, and the bad offensive lines. Yeah. There's a cohesion, there's a symmetry, there's a physicality that just shows up. And you very rarely saw that with the Texans' offensive line. So whoever it might be, it's not Jeff Stoutland. He's still in the playoffs, but hopefully it's somebody that can come in and get this team into tip-top shape.
Yep,
Sean.
Yep. Hopefully it's an upgrade.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so this was, to me, the most interesting, and we'll find out, I guess, in the next few days if it was telling or not. Yeah. But I'm looking at all the cuts from D'Amico's press conference yesterday, and there's 47 seconds, 55 seconds, a minute 4 on Chris Boyd, 53 seconds on different things here and there. This was a 6-second answer. Thoughts on Bobby Slowick's performance as a play caller in year number 2.
Yeah, I think overall with Bobby, I saw some growth, saw some improvement throughout the year.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Effusive praise.
Right.
If I do say so myself.
Okay, so if you had to handicap it based on that quote right there, what would your thought be on whether Bobby – is Bobby Slowick one of the things that D'Amico's pondering right now the next couple of
days? I had been saying I figured it was probably a 75% chance that Bobby Slowick's going to come back. Maybe it's down to 50-50 right now. At the very least, I think there's going to be an honest assessment and evaluation. And, you know, I think D'Amico – this is where I don't want to read too much into it. D'Amico is pretty self-aware, and he understands that as a head coach you're going to have blind spots. And one of those things can be loyalty to your friends or affection for various players, and that you got to fight like hell to against that bias.
Yeah.
So it might be as simple as, like, hey, he just wants to be sure that he's giving an honest appraisal of everybody, and he just wants to be sure he does that with Bobby Slowick. The other dynamic here is that, you know, Chip Kelly's name has started to be floated out there just by people speculating that, hey, Chip Kelly, offensive coordinator for the Buckeyes, just won a national championship. He's been a successful coordinator, and I would say head coach at least to a degree, but a coordinator in the NFL. This is the thing about Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly, when he got hired in Philadelphia as a rookie head coach, he did one very, very interesting thing, which was he hired Jeff Stoutland as the offensive line coach for the Eagles. And Jeff Stoutland remains the Eagles' offensive line coach. Yeah. Chip Kelly, I think, knows how to identify and find good offensive line coaching. And he does focus a lot more on the offensive line than people might think. I mean, his offenses are not air raid offenses. They're spread the ball out to run as much as it is to pass. And he knows offensive line. I think that's something. That is something. So the question becomes, all right, if Bobby Slowik, has he shown enough progress and do they feel like he has a future? And even if you do feel like he has a future, do you feel better about a guy like Chip Kelly or whomever else out there that can just come in and be leaps and bounds ahead of Bobby from day one?
Yeah.
I think I would prefer Chip Kelly, but I do understand if they feel like, okay, having this continuity with CJ could make a big difference. And it's going to be very interesting over the next week or two.
Yeah, I think, look, CJ picked up, you know, CJ was the rookie of the year. So he was picking up NFL football at a pretty rapid rate when he got here. You know, picking up a new system or a new offense, I don't think is a major concern to me, especially if the balancing act with that is you got a guy who you just, as you pointed out, is just better at identifying coaching talent and talent, period. We should point out, too, that specific to Chip Kelly, D'Amico Ryan's last three seasons in the NFL, he was playing for Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. So they've got history together, too.
Yeah, that's it's kind of like, okay, do you make a bet on the future or do you go with a proven commodity? At some point, people were wondering, like, okay, do I buy some Bitcoin or not? I don't know. Seems like what could it ever actually do? I'm not sure about this Bitcoin. I'm gonna stick with IBM.
So
do you go with the Bobby Bitcoin or is Bobby more like the Hoctua girl currency that she put out there?
The
is
crypto?
Bobby Bitcoin or Hoctua coin?
Yeah, yep.
I don't know.
So I went on our sister station in Kansas City yesterday afternoon. And I did to their text page what Carrington Harrison did to our text page last Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. You'll hear it. See how I did. Grade me. Coming up next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.